You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, when I was going to go out to Vegas, I was going to stay at Circa because they have one of the best sports books in not just Las Vegas, but in all of America. And what makes Circa interesting is that they're just respected as the sharpest minds when it comes to, setting a number in the industry. And they posted group of five win totals yesterday. So this is brand new, hot off the press, smoking as good as you can get from Circa on college football. I mean, we're going to have games soon. I was looking at that over the weekend, like on the flight to D.C., I was reading Lindy's, and we got a ton of huge games at the end of August. Mm-hmm. I mean, it ain't like you ain't got to wait till October, November. Like, we're getting them in August. Was it Texas, Ohio State? I think that's August 30th. Oh, my gosh. But, yes, I'm sure you're curious about what they think of Memphis over there at Circa.
Very.
Well, the win total that they have set for the Tigers is 8.5. But, take it a step further, over 8.5 would be plus 135. And then under 8.5 would be minus 155. So, you do the probability there. That's about, a 60-ish percent, to them, a 60-ish percent chance that they go under 8.5. So, 60.78%. So, 61%. According to them, a 61% chance that Memphis goes under 8.5 next year. Which, look, if they finish 8-4 on the surface, you would say, good year. That's going to get you probably fifth in the AAC, or fourth.
If you have the most money, should fifth ever be okay?
I think that's kind of the fundamental existential question that Memphis football should be asking itself right now.
100%.
Now, the games have to be played. Like, odds are beaten all the time, right? Like, Navy was a 9.5-point underdog against Memphis last year. They beat them. Memphis was a 14-point underdog to Tulane last year on the road. They beat them. Odds are meant to be,
beaten. What was UTSA here? Do you remember that off the top of your head?
I think Memphis was like an 8.5-point favorite against UTSA. It might have been a little less than that, but I'm pretty sure, because it wasn't UTSA a disaster before that game.
Yeah, they start rolling end of season.
Yeah.
So it feels like, yes, so mostly. They might have won maybe the game. Maybe it started the game before, but it had been a disaster, the turnaround we were part of.
That was 2024, right?
Yes.
It looks like they were, 7. So 7-point favorites, Memphis was. 7.5 over UTSA. 7.5. We'll call it 7.5. So, yes. Odds are meant to be beaten, but that is what Memphis football will have to do this year, and it's like, if you're going to take a step back, right? And I know it kind of feels like we have the same conversation about Memphis football every time, but it's just the reality. If you're going to have the most resources and the most money and the best players, should you ever be in a year or a situation where you have to beat the odds to win the league, to finish top three in the league, should you be in a situation where that is what you're having to do? And I think the answer to that is no. I mean, that you shouldn't be in that situation.
Does Tulane look at it like that? I would tell you they don't.
So Tulane expects to be
at the top of the AAC every year through coaching change, through quarterback change. You now purportedly have more money than Tulane, and certainly right there with them. But you made $11 million last year from the AAC. You made the most.
Yep.
Why are we looking at this, whether it's fans or whether it's media, any differently than they would there? Because of what you have now. Don't look at your past. Don't look at what you were. Look at what you are now, which is the most resourced program. So why would fifth ever be okay? Back in the day when you had to slow build this thing and you had to wait and see if all the recruiting of one stars and two stars was going to add up to anything, yeah, maybe then you could afford those down years because you knew that's what it was typically going to be. Those years are behind you. Mm. You have the most, and your views should be that in aligned with that of a Tulane, that of a Boise State, and that looks at it that way. We're going to win this every year because, you know, this is our conference in football to do so because we put in the most, we invest the most. The line of thinking has to change, and it has to change your expectations for the program. So fifth should never be okay. It's not okay for Tulane. Shouldn't be okay for you.
Right.
This is a new era we're in with Memphis Athletics as it relates specifically to Memphis football and having the most.
Right.
There's a reason Ryan has recruited so well.
Yes.
It's a reason. There's a key reason. Yeah, he's a good recruiter. He's also had money to go do it more than everybody else. So every coach he plays laments it. If we had as much as him, they're saying, yeah, we'd be better. So, I mean, this time for, you know, fifth place. Remember last year, too?
Right.
You're talking about beating the odds this year to do it. Well, what was last year? Last year you had the odds, and you didn't do it.
That's right.
Last year you picked number one, and you finished fourth. So when's it going to be?
That's right.
You know, time to get it done. When you're supposed to, or when you're not here, like you pick one.
It's just not happening either way.
Not happening, man.
Like if you go to Caesars right now, like Circa doesn't have conference winners up for AAC yet, but if you go to Caesars, and I think we've maybe talked about this, but just sort of building this picture, right? We're painting this picture. Tulane is the favorite, +275. Navy is second, +350. UTSA and Army are tied for third at +500. Memphis and South Florida are tied there for what would be fifth. Right, because if you have two at three, that take you to fifth. Mm-hmm. You're tied with South Florida at +650. So you're +650 to win the conference, according to Caesars, which would give you again tied for fifth best odds. In the conference, which is like wow. I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking to be behind UTSA. It's a bit shocking to be behind Army, who lost their quarterback. To basically their traders think of you on the same level as South Florida, which, what they do, beat San Jose State in the Booty Hole Bowl last year. I mean, mm-hmm. that's how they feel about you. And again, markets can be wrong. They have been before. They will be again. But you're trying to sort of diagnose the health. And I think that's why it sometimes feels like we're having like crisscross conversations about Memphis football because like people walking around Memphis right now. You just pull them to the side and say, hey, how about Memphis football? They say, Memphis football is great. But, like, they really aren't. They really aren't. They're winning 10, 11 games on the fat of a bad league. I can't tell you how many teams. I just scrolled through this. How many teams have win totals of 2.5, 3.5, 4.5? Just embarrassingly bad. That's how Memphis football is winning games. Now, people would say, well, Memphis football, you say, okay, great, man. You know, obese people who get healthy don't just get to say, well, I used to be super fat, and so I'm going to have ice cream today. No, you need to never have ice cream again because you'll get fat again.
Okay.
Or obese again.
I see what you did there.
Now, maybe that's not the best because people should enjoy what they enjoy. Life is short. But you get what I'm saying. We don't get to just go back and say, well, we sucked 25 years ago. You know, this program used to be – where is it today, man? What is it today? What is it supposed to be today? That's how you need to operate.
You're blind because you haven't won a title in this conference since 19. This is the last time. Remember how you said earlier in the show, the Grizzlies haven't gotten a free agent outside of their own since 2019, Tyus Jones.
Right.
First Ty Jerome. We said, wow, that was a long time ago. That's how long it's been since Memphis has won a football.
It's 60% of a decade.
Title.
We went through a whole pandemic.
You know, and we go on and on about Memphis basketball and what it's supposed right. It's supposed to be meaning how long it's been since they've been in the Sweet 16 or whatever else. And at some point, we have to sort of apply the same level of thinking, particularly again when you have the most now in your conference. That's the difference.
Exactly.
Like you did, that wasn't even the case, John, when you were winning them with Mike Norvell and Justin. You know, Mike Norvell winning. You didn't necessarily have the most. You didn't have what you have now. You didn't have the advantage you have now. You have that advantage based on, you know, their success, what they helped build, what they helped this program, what they built it into.
Yep.
And you're not maximizing it.
Yep.
You're not.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to say, okay, if we're not going to maximize this and maximize this investment, we have to find someone else who can.
Yes.
Because, again, I would say there is no – you can only point to the past to say you should be different than Boise State to Tulane. Because if you point at the right now, you got more than them.
Mm-hmm.
You got more.
Mm-hmm.
So change the line of thinking. We it's like I said, you got to shake people almost.
That's right.
And tell them, no, it's different now, especially in football. You have the most. We talk about we've done so much.
Like you said, the biggest distribution of any team in the group of five. Not just in the American, but in the group, right, over Boise State.
No question. And Ed's saying group of six now because he's including this new pack. And most of the college folks are, but that's the point. That's a whole other conference. You're saying you got more than what they're going to go to. You'll be right at the top of. Well, that one's going to include Boise State in a couple years.
And if you're held to the standard of the Boise States and the Tulanes of the world in the last 4 to 5 years, you're falling miserably short. I mean, you know, if you want to be compared to South Florida, then okay, you know, you're doing fine. You're doing better than South Florida.
You're selling yourself short,
but.
If you're not holding yourself to what that Boise State Tulane standard, what they're doing,
well, that's
you're
the
selling
idea,
yourself
right?
short.
Is that there's a
you
spot for
be.
You? There it is. It's there for you. And it's like, you know, everybody in the whole world last year was picking Memphis, right, to take that spot.
They did too. I'm just gonna say it more layman's term. You're wasting Fred's money. You know, you're wasting this NIL advantage that you have the next four years. You're wasting it.
That's right. And like, let's see what that political will is going to be like if in 3 years you do nothing with the money. I don't have any guarantees. I don't know. I mean, FedEx could say, I mean, for what?
It's going to suck because you want it there for the next coach. You want it there for that program to be able to take advantage of each time. And if somebody,
I think a new coach could generate that, right?
But I hope so.
The problem would be is if, like, you just sort of muddle. You don't make a change. You muddle, and you're like, you win in 8 games. You win in 9. But then, like, the NIL is, like, drying up because it's just kind of staying pat. Maybe that would not be allowed to happen. Maybe that's where you see, like, oh, the storm front's coming in. Our NIL is not where we have to make a change now, or we won't have it. I mean, that could be, you know, part of the equation.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I don't want to have not won a conference title, and then those folks that are controlling that money say, well, you didn't do anything with this. Whatever it's going to look like, you know, 4 years from now when they have to make a decision whether they're doing this again, it all goes into the revenue sharing or whatever else, I don't want them to question, right, that we misuse, whether or not we misused their money, whether or not we didn't win enough for them. I want whatever part of that still in the program. Again, for my next coach, for the program, I want it in there all times. And if a guy is wasting, you know, if a guy's not getting it done, man, this is, you get off the pot. I don't know. It's like, I don't know why this football conversation has to be so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's so used to the past around here, we can't understand how good we've got it now on that side and the new standard we should be holding. It seems like Ed Scott gets it. We're going to see. Because remember, last year you picked number one. You don't finish one. You finish four. Ryan's still here. The money's still flowing in. Well, how good are you going to be with dropping back to fifth? Because Tulane doesn't do that. Boise State doesn't do that. When they do, folks get moved on from. Avalos did in the case of Boise State.
Exactly.
So are you there yet? Are you truly holding it to that standard? Are we still holding it to the standards of the past? Because I tell you, if you're doing that, you're wasting your time.
Right. And again, I think we talk about this, like the record against teams with a winning record, right, is pretty paltry. And then that's the other part of this, that like you see the overall record, but then like you like zoom into that and you put it under a microscope and it just absolutely, dissolves, really. I mean, it just completely looks like crap underneath the microscope, you know. And some people are less willing to go under the microscope than others. Like we are doing that. That is our responsibility on the show, is to take deep dives into, you know, and look under the hood.
Man, do it now while you have this ESPN contract, man. Remember what it was like in 19 when you were hot and we were putting those, you know, all those new uniforms on and you were seeing them on TV and it felt like our brand was blowing up because you were taking advantage of the spotlight that you had. You're not taking advantage of it right now. It's there for you to take. ESPN doesn't have to show Tulane all season long. It can be you.
Right.
It should have been last year. You blew that. You should have been the ABC team playing in the conference championship. You lost to UTSA. You were still in it even after the loss to Navy. But so you're not taking advantage of the exposure you have. The pack, the new pack eight or whatever the hell they got, that they don't even have what it, in terms of the number of games that you're actually going to be on. It still doesn't compare to what you got. You have not taken advantage of this spotlight. It's time to, man. And again, I don't want to hear the excuse of, oh, well, new quarterback and reset season because Tulane and Boise State don't have those.
Right. Yeah, I think like that's the hang up, right? Is that Ryan Sommerfeld's record overall is like 42-20 or something like that. But his record against teams that are above 500 is 9-17. He's 8 games under 500 against that. Like, and look, I would imagine that you go around the league, like or around the country, and some records are going to be, you know, like that. But it's going to be teams like who play in the SEC. It's going to be like coaches who play in the SEC or the Big Ten or things along that, you know. And when you're in the AAC and that's your record, that's where it gets unacceptable.
That's the key. 23-17 in the AAC.
Right.
With no conference titles, not even a conference title appearance. This is a league with your investment that you should be, if you're not dominating, you should be finishing up top regularly. Last year, you're fourth. You called a tie for third. That's the best we can give you.
That's right.
You lost to that Navy team, though. You were fourth.
That's right.
What are we talking about here?
Yep.
That's the way they do that. If we were handing out medals here, you don't get one. You were fourth. You lost to the team in third place.
That's right.
That's the way it worked.
Yes.
And we, you know, we can't keep dressing this up.
And it's like, you know, like we talk about the Grizzlies, right? They're resetting of the window. And you know, we don't really necessarily love it. We don't love that situation, but they at least had 2 years where they were the two seed in the West. They at least had this foundation of success at one time. Like, Memphis football was resetting the window because they lose Seth Hennigan, but there was never any two seed in the West moment. There was never any success. So it's the same person leading it with the window being reset, but there's no conference tournament, conference championship game, no race at the end of the year. It's just blah. And now we're resetting it because there's a new quarterback. We have to. You know, and so I think that's the hard part about this. If you're Brett McMurphy and you don't pay attention to Memphis football on a day-to-day basis, you just look at it like, damn, what people are crazy down there. What are they talking about? Ryan Sommerfeld not doing a good enough job, he won 11 games. But if you really just open up the hood, I promise you'll see the issues. And there are issues. And this is a big year for Ryan Sommerfeld. Again, I don't know what the urgency is for Memphis football in terms of the administration. It seems like they're doing everything they can to give them all the resources. Is that part of it? You know, like,
well,
hey,
this is the first year you're because you inherited it, right? Last year, Ed Scott,
right.
You're coming in now.
That's right.
You're Mr.
That's right.
You have to hold him accountable. You've had him. You understand where things are. And
that's
so,
right.
This is the first full year. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Last year, they picked one.
Yes.
You're coming in brand new. They finished fourth. But what are you really going to say?
That's right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.